Human trafficking is our topic right now on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Daniel Yohanan. His dad, KP Yohanan, is the founder and international director of Gospel for Asia, and Daniel is vice president of Gospel for Asia. Daniel, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
It's my privilege. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, so tell us about human trafficking. If you talk about the issue of slavery, most people would think, oh, well, that ended at the end of the Civil War. But I guess it really didn't. There are certainly many places in this world where there's still human slavery. And the common term used now is human trafficking. Tell us about it.
You're absolutely correct. A lot of people kind of assume that slavery or human trafficking doesn't exist. Maybe because they don't see it directly in front of them, or maybe they just have not heard that it still exists. But in the world today, there are over 40 million people who are in human trafficking. And again, most people think of the sex trade, but this includes a lot more. It includes people that are sold into slavery, people that are trapped in this, and it also includes people that are trapped in the sex trade. But when you think of the sex trade, it's only 20% of the total, even though it brings in a huge amount of revenue. But 40 million people that are trapped in this life of slavery, that's more than the entire population of Canada. And I think just most people are unaware of it because they just haven't heard about it. They haven't seen it. But most probably many of us have come across it and didn't even realize that someone that we met or came across is actually trapped in this lifestyle. And, it's unfortunate that this still exists today, but the reality of any kind of business that makes money is going to be a lucrative type of opportunity that people are looking to exploit it. And so, when it used to be a very large amount of money to purchase a slave or purchase someone that was kind of trapped in human trafficking type of scenarios, the cost of someone being sold today is like $90. The cost is so low. And the question is, well, why is it still around if people know it's kind of a bad thing and people know it's not such a good thing, it's outlawed? And the reality is because people are making money. People are making a lot of money, and the demand and the prices are so low that, a lot more people are being sold into slavery and exploited. And especially the young and the women are the ones who are at greatest risk, even though you have men and boys also part of this. But you find people that are trapped in this lifestyle for many, many years. They don't know even how to get out of this lifestyle. And so, it's unfortunate, but our heart breaks for those that are, trapped in this life of slavery. And, we need to do all that we can, not only pray, but do all that we can to be able to help those that are trapped in this kind of life of slavery and human trafficking.
Okay, if I understand you correctly, you're saying there's about 40 million human beings that are involved in, they are victims of human trafficking. And you said only about 20% of that are those involved in the sex trade or whatever. So in other words, so that would be about 8 million of those 40 million. The other 32 million are essentially slave laborers for all practical purposes. Is this legal in many places? Is this illegal? I've heard that there are people who are trafficked here in America, but it's all under the radar and it's highly illegal. And if thankfully anybody, finds out about it, then the traffickers get busted and the prisoners set free.
Right. I think a lot of times, people are trapped into a human trafficking situation because of, how do you say, they're kind of promised a better life and a better job, and then they end up as working either for extremely low wages or no wages in either businesses, or they are kept from being able to go home. I mean, for example, in brick kilns or firework factories or carpet factories, many of these kind of situations where kids are basically trapped from a very young age in this, and most probably many of their parents thought that they were sending them off to get a very promising job. Often during certain natural disasters and situations where people are stuck looking for any kinds of means to earn a living, they end up in certain situations where they're trapped in this kind of life where they can't get out and either make their way back home, or they don't know how to escape. And so it's not everyone is in the same situation. We kind of think of everyone being kidnapped and stuck into this, but sometimes it's just people who were promised a better job or a better life, and all of a sudden they find that they are unable to escape the realities that they've been, tricked into this in a sense. And so you are correct that, when we think of human trafficking, we're looking for this kind of like shady, sex trafficking type of scenario going on. But, it makes so much money that, this and the drug smuggling industry is the one that brings in the most money. So again, wherever there's money involved, people are going to be exploiting things and looking to basically just use humans for whatever the means they can get the most money out of it.
Give us a quick overview here. Okay, if we look and think about the continents, the major continents, okay, let's say the Americas, Europe, Africa, and Asia, okay, just to simplify things, and Australia, for good measure. Okay, if you would assign rough percentages, is this mostly an Asian problem, or is it primarily an African problem and Asian problem, or is this kind of equal all over the world? I mean, certainly wouldn't be equal in America, because I know there are some very strict laws related to human trafficking in the United States of America, and have been since the days of the George W. Bush administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you think of human trafficking, of course, every level of human trafficking, every country on earth is affected by this. But you will find that more of the poor countries are affected by human trafficking more than some of the countries, like, for example, U.S. and Canada. But I think what happens is we assume in our country that it doesn't exist, because we assume that because of education or because of social status or because of certain things that we think about our society, that this wouldn't happen. Or exactly like you said, well, this has been outdated, this has been outlawed, we don't do this. But in reality, even in our own country, there are examples of people that are trapped into human trafficking and slavery. But what you find is the countries that are still developing often struggle with this the most, because it just seems the opportunity for pulling people into it is much greater. But even our own country, every single country around the world is affected by this. And we don't see it a lot of times, and so we just assume that it doesn't exist.
All right. So going back to the percentages, though, any guesstimate there? Just giving an overview, is this mostly an Asian problem, mostly an African problem?
You find that mainly it would be Asia and Africa would be some of the largest percentages. But, the Western countries would also have it. It's probably more more hidden than you would find in other places.
Got it. A friend of mine has done a lot of ministry in Haiti, and he was telling me that they have a problem where some parents are so poor and they basically can't afford the children that they have, so they will sell them effectively to other people's households. And then, you know, heaven forbid, I mean, it's just a horrible life for those young people sold in those kinds of conditions. And there's even a word for it, which I forgot. But bottom line is that would be an example, I think, of what you're talking about.
Yeah, there are examples that we've heard many, many places where we worked. Some years ago, there was actually quite sad in the newspaper. It was published that there was a group of mothers that...
Wait, just stop for a second. What country are you talking about, and what region, if you will?
This would have been in Asia.
Okay.
Where... you know, a group of mothers got together to basically take their kids to market to sell them. And you hear that, and it almost makes you angry. How can a mother do this? But then you realize they literally don't have money to keep the kids alive. And so it's either watch them starve to death at home, or maybe sell their kids so that the kids could survive somewhere else in someone else's home. And we kind of imagine that these mothers are just like heartless and they really don't care about their kids. But in reality, it's the hardest thing that these mothers could be doing, is to give up their children to another family. And when we heard about this, we were able to start a Bridge of Hope center in that area to help, you know, some of the mothers not to have to sell their children. Our Bridge of Hope ministry is one of the preventative means for keeping kids, especially young girls, out of human trafficking and sex trade. The other is to provide clean water in places where there is no water, which contributes to preventing women and especially girls from being abused and also pulled into this kind of lifestyle. But you find that this happens where these families are left with a situation of either their kids die at home, just exactly like you talked about, or they sell them to provide a future for them. And it's out of love that they do this, but then, you know, you don't realize, or you have no way of telling where your kids are going to end up.
Yeah, like, sure,
you can't
sure.
Predict that.
Yeah.
And so, out of love, they do this, and you hear about many other parents who, you know, someone will come by and say, "Hey, I've got this promising job," and so they send their kids for this promising job, thinking that this is going to finally help break the cycle of poverty in our family. But in the end, their kids are taken away and pulled into either working in homes or working in factories or in the sex industry. And, you know, again, just heartbreaking, devastating, you know, for parents who are trying to do the best they can. They're not looking to do this on purpose, but then all of a sudden life just takes a very bad turn on them.
Okay, we have about a minute left to go. How about a concluding thought in terms of what can an ordinary person do to make a difference with this huge problem? And by the way, it's good to hear about those bridges of hope or whatever it was that you were talking about, where you're providing actual shelter for people that you managed to rescue from these kinds of terrible conditions.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that people can do to make a difference. One is to be aware of it. I know it sounds like an obvious one, but just to be aware really does help to not kind of walk in the dark with this issue and many other issues, but to be aware of it and that it does happen around the world, and that whenever we can make a difference, we can make a difference. It's kind of like what Mother Teresa did, and of course I'll summarize what she said is, you know, if you can't feed the 100, feed the one. You know, sometimes we look at the numbers like 40 million and we think that's just too big and too big of a problem. But the reality is, if God gives us a chance to even help one person, that's great. The second thing is, I would encourage people to go to gfa.org and learn more about this issue, but also learn about the opportunities that are available, like I mentioned about the Bridge of Hope program, where we help children to be able to go to school. We have about 70,000 kids in our Bridge of Hope program right now. We're looking to have 500,000 children to be able to help them go to school and have a future. And so there's a lot more to that, but education is one of the quickest and easiest ways to break the cycle of poverty and prevent people from entering into human trafficking by giving them a future.
Thank you, Daniel. We're out of time. Daniel Yohanan and GF, as in four, Gospel for Asia, GFA.org for more information. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye now.